More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we heard from filmmaker Paul Attanasio, one of the people being honored with a tribute at the Milwaukee Film Festival Saturday evening. Sunday, the Milwaukee Film Festival features a panel discussion offering people a sneak peek at several movies in progress, all being made by Wisconsin filmmakers. One of them is The Surface, a film we've heard about in the past on this show. We've spoken with producer Jeff Gendelman, director Gil Cates Jr., and star Sean Astin. Much of the movie was shot on Lake Michigan, and on the last day of filming this summer, we caught up with one of the people helping make that possible. Commander John Pruitt III is director of the U.S. Coast Guard's Motion Picture and Television Office, and he was on the set to make sure the movie's Coast Guard scenes went off without a hitch. Speaking from McKinley Marina, Commander Pruitt explained exactly what his job entails.
I work as the Coast Guard's liaison for motion pictures, television shows, and essentially documentaries.
Well, and so let me ask you this. How does the Coast Guard decide who it's going to work with and when a project is appropriate for it to be involved?
What happens is projects approach us, and we work with the directors and producers to find out if their usage of the Coast Guard is actually appropriate in terms of, you know, it meets our service needs and service obligations, and it doesn't paint Coast Guard people in a negative light. And so if we can make their project work, then we will hopefully choose to work with them.
Well, and so you review the script, you take a look, and do you actually at some point work with the producers or directors and say, hey, we think it'd be more authentic if you did it this way?
Absolutely. We actually will work and review the script, and exactly in this case, actually I worked with the producer slash writer and helped to recraft some scenes, and even as of the day before shooting, we were actually rewriting scenes.
Well, can you give me, I don't know, how much nuts and bolts you're allowed to go into or they want you to go into, but what are the kinds of things that you would have them tweak?
Sure. Some of the things would be, say, if you want to say your classic military speak, the military tends to speak a little bit different than the average civilian. And just in terms of communication, it's sometimes faster the way we do it than the average person does. And then also things like today we were shooting a helicopter shoot. And so for that shoot, we wanted to make it exactly what we do in the Coast Guard. So when he wrote the script, didn't exactly mirror exactly all the things that we would normally do, so we kind of translated those things and made some corrections to ensure that what was portrayed was correct.
At the same time, I gather the Coast Guard personnel who are helping in this movie, they're not acting.
No, they're not. They are performing their job like they normally would. So in this movie, there was a rescue swimmer, which was the person that jumped out of the helicopter to go rescue a injured person. He did his job exactly how he would be trained to do it normally. So what you see in the movie is exactly what we do in the service of the American public every day.
So there is kind of almost a promotional aspect to the Coast Guard actually being a part of this movie.
Well, what this movie does, it allows us to show the American public what their tax dollars are at work and doing. So the American public can see, hey, this is what the Coast Guard does. And oftentimes, most people don't see the actual rescues. What they see as a resultant is the person coming home. So now the American public will actually get a chance to see this is how it's actually done.
Are there concerns about putting Coast Guard personnel at risk in the course of making a movie?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's oftentimes our jobs aren't safe. Having a person jump out of a helicopter in the rough water is not a safe job. But he's really trained to do this. He's been training for years to do this. And also, we have safety personnel on the ground to actually help negotiate the scenes and the discussions and actually the radio communications to ensure it's as safe as possible.
Do the producers of the movie have to pay the Coast Guard to have the Coast Guard take part in this?
No. We don't charge them to do this, but they do compensate at times for different costs and expenses that we may have. So for lodging that we may incur, things like that. So that way, essentially, the American public doesn't have to foot the bill. That's the goal.
And that was what I was getting at. So how's it going?
Going great. This is a great opportunity. So loving it. And Milwaukee's beautiful. My first time here.
I was just about to ask, and that, obviously I was watching some of what was going on. Was this a tricky environment to be in today, given the conditions?
Absolutely. It's been a little windy today, and not only the windy, but the sea state was a little high. But absolutely beautiful. And as far as the swimmer goes, this was actually a walk in the park.
Well, and so let me ask you this question: how does does someone who is serving the country as a member of the Coast Guard end up in the film liaison office?
You know what? Sometimes they go looking for, I guess, someone with maybe a little bit of charisma. And I've worked public affairs in the past throughout the Coast Guard. I was at the White House, actually, in their social office for a few years. And I was offered the position, and here I am today.
Do you have a sense for how many films the Coast Guard is involved in every year?
It varies. Right now in our office, we have three people in our office, and this is probably our fifth major film for the year. And we'll actually be working on some other ones starting next month. But really kind of our bread and butter these days are we have several shows on the Weather Channel, Coast Guard Alaska, Coast Guard Florida, and also coming Coast Guard Pacific Northwest.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Best of luck to you.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us out here in Milwaukee.
John Pruitt III is the director of the U.S. Coast Guard's Motion Picture and Television Office, based in Los Angeles. He was in Milwaukee in August on the set of the film The Surface, which is currently in production. Filmmaker Jeff Gendelman will talk about the movie in progress as part of a panel discussion Sunday afternoon at the Milwaukee Film Festival. One last break, and then we'll travel a long way from Milwaukee to Iceland via Australia with the author of a stunning new novel. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.